Born into slavery in July of 1838, Bass Reeves escaped captivity to become the first black deputy U.S. Marshal west of the Mississippi River. Throughout his legendary career, he brought law to 75,000 square miles of the volatile Indian Territory, arresting more than 3,000 outlaws without ever being wounded. Yet his most harrowing assignment remains a little-known piece of history. He had to track down and arrest his own son for murder. Civil War lore and family accounts claim that Bass Reeves fled to the rugged Indian Territory after a violent card game dispute with his enslaver, George Reeves. Living as a fugitive in what is now Oklahoma, he evaded capture by finding refuge within the Cherokee, Creek, and Seminole nations. Reeves' fluency in several native languages and mastery of tracking and survival skills proved invaluable. In 1875, Judge Isaac C. Parker, the hanging judge of the Fort Smith Federal Court in Arkansas, appointed Reeves as a deputy U.S. Marshal specifically for his regional expertise and linguistic capabilities. Reeves was an expert marksman who carried two Colt pistols and could shoot flawlessly with either hand. Because his name was so feared, he often dressed as a cowboy, a farmer, a preacher, or even a wandering outlaw to track down criminals. By blending in, he easily gained a criminal's trust and would even share a meal with them. Then the trap was shut. While his targets slept peacefully, Reeves would quietly click on the handcuffs. Illiterate due to laws banning the education of enslaved people, Reeves adapted using a remarkable strategy. He had others read warrants and subpoenas aloud, memorizing every detail to pair the right document with the right suspect. Remarkably, he never made a wrong arrest. Bass Reeves wrapped up a legendary 32-year career with the U.S. Marshals Service when Oklahoma became a state. Now, statehood dismantled the federal court system in Indian Territory, while newly enacted Jim Crow laws systematically forced black lawmen out of federal roles. Refusing to hang up his badge, Reeves immediately joined the Muskegee Police Department as a city patrolman. He walked a downtown beat for 2 years before Bright's disease forced him to retire for good in 1909. Because of his immense fame, masterful disguises, silver horse, and habit of deputizing indigenous possemen, historians strongly believe he inspired the character of the Lone Ranger. Long ignored by mainstream history textbooks, Bass Reeves has made a massive cultural comeback. Today, he is recognized as an authentic American legend.